You gotta love the power of a picture. And one photo, an artist's rendering actually, has people here in Boston talking about climate change and rising sea levels. It shows an imagined future for the historic Back Bay neighborhood. And the future looks like Venice. It's a plan for canals. The idea came out of a recent gathering of planners, architects, and other power players in our city. They were brought together by the Urban Land Institute. So, is welcoming the water into one of Boston's most iconic neighborhoods really in the cards? The World's Bradley Campbell takes us into the future.
It's tough to imagine a canal system in Back Bay when a cement truck rolls past you, but that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm imagining my feet dangling over the water, tourists floating by, taking in the historic brick buildings by boat, and of course, a dude in a striped shirt pushing a gondola.
So the canals would run where the alleys are, between the buildings in the back, and then in the north-south direction, alternating streets.
Dennis Carlberg is director of sustainability at Boston University. He sits next to me on a street that would be a canal. A while back, Carlberg and his peers were given a hypothetical challenge. Devise a way to save this iconic Boston neighborhood from the very real threat of rising sea levels. Do it with the assumption that nothing else is being done to protect the city from water, and do it in a way that embraces floodwaters instead of fighting them. Their answer, of course, was canals.
We'd love to keep our community the way it is, but if the seas are rising, how do you welcome the water in, and how do you create value with that?
The truth is, you have to do it. Not canals per se, but something. Like I said, the threat is very real. Back Bay sits 4 to 6 feet above today's high tide. There's a dam nearby, but it wasn't built for what's coming. By the end of this century, it could flood twice a day. It's due to Back Bay being just that, a bay, or it was a bay. It was filled in the 1800s. Now the ocean wants it back. But that would mean putting at risk the Boston Public Library, Copley Square, Tom Brady and Giselle's townhouse, and the Tony Shopping District on Newbury Street. Carlberg puts it bluntly.
I think if we don't do anything, it's pretty clear that the ocean's going to claim back the tide lands that it once had. So that's just going to happen.
And that's the thing, is one block away from where we just did the interview, I'm standing at the banks of the Charles River. You can hear the water right by me if I just get the microphone down. So water here is a very real threat for this neighborhood. And if this goes up, even by just a couple feet, it's a game changer.
Again, let me stress the idea of canals is just that, an idea. It doesn't address in detail a host of problems with the changes in projected sea level rise. What to do with sewer pipes? How do you ensure the structural integrity of historic buildings? Waterproofing the subway? Gas? Electrical? And I haven't even gotten to the biggest obstacle. Homeowners. Like Elliot Laffer.
This place wasn't designed to be Venice. And you can paint a pretty picture and put it on the front of the newspaper and say, well, wouldn't it be neat to have gondolas going down Clarendon Street? And in some theoretical world, it might be neat. In the real world, it would be an indication of a catastrophe.
Laffer loves this place.
I've lived here for 40 years, right at the corner of Commonwealth Avenue and Clarendon Street, right where they put the canals in the picture.
But Laffer isn't just dismissing it outright. He was actually part of the group that thought up the canals. He calls it the least bad option, given the hypothetical scenario.
Given the assumption that the sea level rise is going to happen and that nothing is going to be done to block it, the alternative, as we sat there and wrestled with this, was to just abandon the place. And we said, well, rather than just abandon it, let's abandon part of it and make it as good as we can. But it's a terrible alternative.
While he hates the canal idea, he's taking the threat of sea level rise seriously.
You can't just sit here and say, God will protect us if we don't do anything. It doesn't work.
For the city, there is no choice. Back Bay is an economic driver. It makes Boston, Boston. So does its current chief of environment, energy, and open space, Brian Sweat, think canals are in its future?
The reality is I don't think that canals in the Back Bay will be the solution that people adopt 100 years from now.
There are a lot of other possibilities out there. The fact is, nobody really knows what the future holds. But Sweat thinks this was a fabulous exercise.
I think how amazing a rendering is at getting attention on an issue, right? A great architectural rendering. So it was supposed to be provocative, and it proved successful.
He's happy about that. I mean, Boston talking about climate change, about sea level rise, about what it means to be a city. And he says the canal idea, while most likely doomed from the get-go, does get at a different way to think about Boston 100 years from now.
This isn't a loss. And too often when we talk about preparing for climate change, it's what are we giving up? But the exciting part was when you see some of those renderings, you're thinking about, well, that's really interesting. You know, that's a cool city to live in.
You can take that as political spin, but there's evidence behind it. Just steps from Back Bay, the city is in the middle of a huge construction project focused on dealing with water. It's turning a parking lot back into a catch basin for flooding. But they're not creating a giant drain. They're restoring it back to a park. And they're not fighting the water. They're welcoming it in. And while it's no canal system, it will definitely make it a better place to live. Gondolas or not. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell, Boston.